Thank you, Evan. As you can see, we've mentioned a lot of business support and thousands of people who have signed the petitions. You can also see those petitions up here that have been presented to the Department of Transportation and the governor. And here to talk about the push for petitions and how long this has been going on is a friend of mine, Bill Sell.
Thank you, Senator Larson. Thank you for your leadership on this issue. I believe the first investigation of a bike path on the Hohen Bridge was done by the city in the early 90s. I joined a group that Wisconsin Department of Transportation formed in 1996, and that concluded in 2002 with a major disappointment. I believe the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is different today. They seem to be more attuned to the need for bicycles in all of our transportation systems. In fact, the Department of Transportation in 2002 set a basis for the decision that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation must face today. In 2002, or sometime during that study, they said the Hohen Bridge with a bike path would be safe. It would be almost all weather, and it would not contribute significantly to congestion. So today I am optimistic. We have today, up to this moment, collected 5,043 signatures on various petitions. One group of petitions came from Senator Larson's office, and the other came from the website bikethehome.com. I'm proud to be able to speak about the comments that are made in this petition. Unfortunately, the discussion around this issue is something I'm very uncomfortable with, because it sounds to me like bicyclists are made to be saying, we want the state to do this for us. What we don't hear enough of is what the bicyclist does for the motorist. I went through the petitions the other day and I gleaned out some statements I think that are fairly represent what bicyclists and citizens are saying. There's a copy of some of them over there on the green paper. But listen to the petitioners, because they are thinking of more than themselves. Bicyclists and citizens are saying, we want you to bike. We know you will save your health and save your money. We know the pleasure moving on one's own power and more efficiently than walking. We reach out to the sedentary. We are the happiness in the snow. We are the clean air that we leave behind for others. We make traffic efficient because we left our cars at home. And it is no mistake to trade a traffic lane for a high-profile demonstration of a city that loves good health. There is nothing like this in the Midwest. Even the Twin Cities, with their vast array of bicycle paths and bridges, will never be able to build as majestic a ride as we can here that compares to San Francisco. In San Francisco, there are so many people who want to walk the bridge that they have run out of parking near the bridge. Tour buses take people to the bridge so they can walk. That's how much they love the bridge. And that will happen here too. Chicago bicyclists will flock to a bridge community that has a beautiful string, that has a bike path on a beautiful string of lakefront parks. And we can make it happen here. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.